بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه وبعد السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته الحمد لله. Tonight we're reflecting on a couple of verses in the 11th section of the Holy Quran, this being in Surah At-Tawbah. In these verses Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمِمَّنْ حَوْلَكُمْ مِنَ الْأَعْرَابِ مُنَافِقُونَ وَمِنْ أَهْلِ الْمَدِينَةِ مَرَضُوا عَلَى النِّفَاقِ لَا تَعْلَمُهُمْ نَحْنُ نَعْلَمُهُمْ سَنُعَذِّبُهُمْ مَرَّتَيْنِ ثُمَّ يُرَدُّونَ إِلَى عَذَابٍ عَظِيمٍ وَآخَرُونَ اعْتَرَفُوا بِذُنُوبِهِمْ خَلَطُوا عَمَلًا صَالِحًا وَآخَرَ سَيِّئًا عَسَى اللَّهُ أَنْ يَتُوبَ عَلَيْهِمْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. In these two verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, among the Bedouins around you, there are hypocrites. And among the people of Medina, who are headstrong in hypocrisy. You do not know them, we know them. And we shall punish them twice over. Then they shall be relegated to a tremendous punishment. And then there are others who acknowledge their sins. They mixed righteous deeds with others that are evil. It may be that Allah forgives them and turns to them in repentance. Truly Allah is forgiving and merciful. These two verses are in Surah Tawbah, the 9th chapter of the Holy Quran. And this is a very powerful chapter that details many of the qualities of the hypocrites. And last night we were speaking about the attitude of the hypocrites and the attitude of some people who have a disease in their heart when, as Allah Ta'ala said about them, when they saw the Muslims as 300 on the day of Badr, said, غَرَّ هَؤُلَاءِ دِينُهُمْ. These people have been beguiled and deluded by their deen. And further along in this chapter, Allah Ta'ala describes the munafiqun and speaks about the munafiqun from both the Bedouin country-dwelling Arabs, as well as the city-dwellers of Medina. The munafiqun from the Bedouins were those who professed Islam out of political convenience. And this included, according to the tafasir, individuals from the tribe of Juhayna, Ghifar, Aslam, and others. Allah Ta'ala says about them, as well as the city-dwellers, مَرَضُوا عَلَى النِّفَاقِ. They were headstrong and committed and stubbornly sticking to their hypocrisy and did not change. And then Allah Ta'ala says, لَا تَعْلَمُهُمْ. You, O Prophet, do not know them. Meaning they were so skilled at treachery and sneakiness and concealing their true intentions that they were unknown even to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam until Allah informed him of the names of those hypocrites, which was in turn given by the Prophet ﷺ to Hudhayfa bin Yaman. Then Allah Ta'ala says about them, سَنُعَذِّبُهُمْ مَرَّتَيْنِ. We will punish them twice over. According to the tafasir, this means that they will face worldly afflictions, such as sicknesses and accidents and tragedies, and these things will not wipe away their sins and raise them in degrees. Contrary to the believers, who may also experience sickness, accidents and tragedies, but those are kafara. They are ways of wiping away their sins and raising them in degrees. That's the first punishment. And the second punishment waits for them in the hereafter. And so their punishment is twice over in this life and in the next. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, وَآخَرُونَ اَعْتَرَفُوا بِذُنُوبِهِمْ. And then there are others who acknowledge their sins. These others are believers who, according to the tafasir, did not go out with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to the battle of Tabuk out of laziness and procrastination. These were some individual believers who, out of laziness, didn't go out to Tabuk. It wasn't out of hypocrisy though. And they were alone in Medina with elderly people, with women and children, and able-bodied munafiqun who stayed behind, and they regretted their laziness and they acknowledge their sin. خَلَطُوا عَمَلًا صَالِحًا وَآخَرَ سَيِّئًا. Allah says about them that they mixed righteous actions with bad actions. And that's the reality of any believer. The believer mixes good with bad. He or she does right and does wrong. We make mistakes, we err. But the forgiveness of the bad depends on our own acknowledgement. As Allah says about these believers, اَعْتَرَفُوا بِذُنُوبِهِمْ. They acknowledged and admitted to their wrong actions. According to the tafsir literature, this verse was also revealed in reference to the companion known as Abu Lubaba radiallahu anhu. And there's a very beautiful story about Abu Lubaba that we should reflect on. Toward the end of the siege of Banu Qurayza, Abu Lubaba radiallahu anhu was sent as a messenger, an envoy, to Banu Qurayza because he had possessions there at Banu Qurayza and his tribe had relations with them. So as he reached Banu Qurayza and in his conversation with them, he happened to give away through a hand signal the intent of the Prophet ﷺ. He employed some body language and hand gesture that gave away the intent of the Prophet ﷺ. Now this was a very serious error, and it could have cost a serious risk of life and limb, because through that symbol or through that gesture he made, it could have encouraged them not to yield to the Prophet ﷺ. Abu Lubaba reflected on this and he said, "My two feet hadn't even moved from where they were when I realized that I had betrayed the Messenger of Allah." He said, "I left and I went down back to Medina with tears flowing from my eyes." He said about himself that he returned and didn't go to the Messenger of Allah. Instead, he went directly to the masjid, inside the masjid of the Prophet ﷺ, and tied himself to one of its pillars. And that pillar, to this very day, is known as the pillar of Abu Lubaba, also known as the Tawbah pillar. He says that it was very hot. And he said, "Wallahi, I won't taste any food or take any drink until I die, or Allah turns to me in Tawbah for what I've done." He vowed that he would never set foot in the dwellings of Qurayza and that he would never be seen ever again in a place where he, in his own words, betrayed Allah and his messenger, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The messenger of Allah, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, heard what Abu Lubaba had done, tying himself to this pillar in the masjid. And he said, when informed, "Had he come to me, I would have prayed for forgiveness. But now he's done what he's done, and I will not be the one to release him until Allah turns to him in repentance." Abu Lubaba spent several days in this state, tied up to this pillar, known now as the pillar of Abu Lubaba. He said that he would remain like that until he left this world or Allah turned him in repentance. And he later remarked about the event. He said during that time he had a dream as he was tied up. He said he had a dream in which the Muslims were laying siege to Banu Qurayza. He saw himself in some very foul-smelling mud, and he was stuck in it and unable to get out and was almost dying from the foul stench. And then he saw a running river in which he bathed until he was clean. And then he smelt a fragrant, sweet smell. He said that he asked Abu Bakr to interpret this dream because Abu Bakr was skilled in dream interpretation. Abu Bakr said, "You will experience something painful and distressing, and then you'll be relieved from it." He said that he remembered that dream as he was tied to the pillar and was hoping that Allah Ta'ala would turn to him in repentance. And he remained in this state until he was too weak to even hear. All the while, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was coming out to the masjid to lead the prayers, and he would pass by and look at him. He spent 6 nights tied to the palm trunk pillar inside the masjid. His wife would come and untie him at each prayer so that he could offer the prayer and tie him back up after the prayer. His daughter would bring him dates to break his fast because he's fasting. And he would chew a few of them and spit them out and would say, "Wallahi, I can't swallow them, for I fear that if I swallow them and enjoy them, Allah will not turn to me in repentance." Finally, after 6 days in this state, Allah Ta'ala revealed to the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam this very verse that we're reflecting on tonight. وَآخَرُونَ أَعْتَرَفُوا بِذُنُوبِهِمْ خَلَطُوا عَمَلًا صَالِحًا وَآخَرَ سَيِّئًا. And others, who are among the believers, have acknowledged their sins. They mixed righteous deeds and other evil deeds. It may be that Allah will turn to them in repentance. Allah is forgiving and merciful. And when this ayah was revealed to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was in the house of Salama radiallahu anha. And Salama was there when the ayah was revealed and he conveyed it to her. And she said later on, "I heard the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam laughing with joy during the final hours of the night. And I asked him, 'Ya Rasulullah, why are you laughing? May Allah give you joy forevermore.' And he said, 'Abu Lubaba has been pardoned.' Salama said, 'Ya Rasulullah, should I give him the good news?' And he said, 'Tell him if you like.' So Salama went and stood at the door of the house and said, 'Ya Aba Lubaba, abshir, rejoice. Allah has turned to you in repentance. He has accepted your repentance.' And when that news came out, the people rushed over to untie him. But Abu Lubaba said, 'La wallah, no by Allah, not until the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam releases me directly.' And so Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam went to him as he was about to lead the Fajr prayer, and he untied him and let him go. This is the tawbah of Abu Lubaba, and that pillar to this very day in the masjid of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is known as the pillar of Abu Lubaba, or the At-Tawbah pillar. This verse applies to every single one of us. Even though it was revealed in connection to Abu Lubaba, it applies to every single believer who mixes good and bad, who also acknowledges that fact and seeks forgiveness sincerely. And we ask Allah Ta'ala to give us just a share of the tawbah as strong as Abu Lubaba's tawbah, radiallahu anhu. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.